Welcome to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments, where we talk to investment professionals and financial experts about investments and savings. We unpack all things investments to give you better insights for the important discussions with your clients to help them to achieve their goals. I'm Neil Hubert, Communications Manager, and today joining me is Alri Pinaar, Manager, Income and Structured Solutions. Thanks for joining me, Alri. Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Thanks for having me, Neil. So as you mentioned, I'm the manager of the Income and Structured Solutions team in Momentum Investments. I work specifically as an actuary and qualified in 2018, and I've been part of Momentum for around about 7 years. Currently, my role specifically looks at the product development and product management of income solutions as well as our structured solutions.
Great. Thanks, Alri. So let's get right into it. As an introduction to annuities, maybe you can just tell us, what is it?
Yeah, so generally, in my own paraphrased definition of the dictionary, an annuity is really just a stream of income. Nothing more, nothing less than that. But for the purposes of these discussions, we'll be talking more in terms of life annuities. And those are basically income payments that a client receives for a certain time based on very specific rules.
You mentioned life annuities. So can you take us through the other types of annuities that you get?
Yeah, sure. So basically, life annuities fall in a category called guaranteed annuities. And there you have both the life annuities and the term-linked annuities. Life annuity is basically, let's say the client brings me R1 million and I, the insurer, promise to pay the client R10,000 for the rest of his life, no matter what. A term-linked annuity, on the other hand, is for a client who perhaps just wants to get an income for, say, 5 years. He has a client, a child at varsity, for instance, or something to that effect, and he knows that he needs an income for a very specific term. In that case, he comes to us and he says, I have R1 million, give me R20,000 for the next 5 years every month. So that's basically the difference. The one is based on how long you are alive. The other is based on just the term that you want the income for.
Life annuities, obviously you mentioned, and then term linked. You also get a thing called a living annuity. Can you maybe just explain what that is and the difference between living and life annuity?
Currently, our legislation, when a client retires, they actually have to purchase either a living or a life annuity worth 2/3 of their retirement savings. Like I explained, the life annuity is basically an income for life. Whereas a living annuity, I like to compare it to a bank account. So a client brings in his R1 million, for instance, and chooses to get R100,000 a year for as long as the money remains. We will be going into a lot more detail on these products, though, in a later episode.
Thanks, Alri. I'm looking forward to that. But just around the trends that you've been seeing in the market, Is there a trend toward people using more life annuities, and why is that?
Yes, Neil, there's certainly a massive trend towards life annuities at the moment, especially with the pandemic and markets being flat over the last 5 years. Clients really seem to not want to take the risk anymore of leaving themselves open to the market anymore. So we've actually seen quite a migration towards our life annuities, especially in the last, I would say, about 2 years. Our sales have increased round about maybe even 50%. So we're really definitely seeing a lot of interest and a lot of people seeking certainty.
So that's important word, certainty, and it's basically peace of mind for investors. So if I want a secure and comfortable retirement, what product do I go for?
In terms of choosing products, I think it's very important for advisors to look at the entire profile of a client. There's definitely no cookie cutter answer to your question. But I do think the most important things to look at is whether you want to leave something to your beneficiaries, whether you want the certainty of having an income for yourself for life, basically. I think we'll cover quite a bit of this in a lot more detail in a later episode.
Thanks, Alri. Yes, I think that was important that you mentioned that every client is different and every investment is personal. So it's something every advisor should always take into account.
Yeah, no, definitely. With Momentum Investments, it really is personal.
Alri, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been a great chat.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.